Hi, Alexa.
Hi, Rita.
So should we talk about what's going on with special education funding in New Mexico?
Yes, let's talk about that. So this is sort of a crazy thing. Special education in New Mexico has been underfunded by the state for 2 years in a row. The main focus of our story was kind of how no one in the state legislature, which actually appropriates the money for special ed, knew that this was happening. So the Public Education Department has been talking to the U.S. Department of Education, but they didn't tell any of the lawmakers. So there were feelings of bad blood of being left in the dark.
Let's look at the bare bones of how special education funding works.
The bottom line is that New Mexico has to fund special ed at least the same rate as the year before or at a higher rate in order to qualify for federal funding.
And it's not New Mexico specific, right? It's just under the United States Department of Education. They put out the Individuals with Disability Education Act, and that is one of the provisions within that initiative.
Exactly. And so actually all 50 states do this. So what happens is that we didn't. We let it decline from 1 year to the next, and then again the following year. And so we weren't in compliance with the feds. So basically what happens is if we underfund special ed, we have to make up that money ourselves. So we have to, like, pull from another program and pay back the federal government because they basically gave us money that we didn't qualify for. A big wrinkle in this is the amount by which we underfunded special ed. So the Public Education Department is saying that it's off by $43 million-ish. The Federal Department of Education claims it's more like $93 million. So that's a difference of $50 million, which is a lot of money, to just be sort of a discrepancy. So we interviewed the Secretary of Education, Hannah Scandera, and she said, well, for one thing, the Federal Department of Education doesn't allow us to count gifted students, and we count them as special ed. But then, you know, when you look at $50 million, it's not really realistic that all that money is going to gifted students. You know, then she also said, well, some special ed kids got better, like our efforts helped them move from a higher need standpoint to a slightly lower need standpoint, and that allowed us to conserve costs as far as staff or extra attention. So the Legislative Education Study Committee, which is a full-time committee that works for the legislature, they have a bunch of budget and education experts, did their own estimates and said, we'll figure this out. Their numbers are a lot closer to the feds than they are to PED. So that sort of seems to support the idea that the feds are right. It was an underfunding, you know, of about $88 million. LESC, in addition, said that small difference, that $5 million difference, is because we count gifted and they don't.
So okay.
This summer, actually, the federal government basically says, you owe us this much. You should have put this much into special ed. We're going to come shake you down. This is where state lawmakers have beef because this is happening over the summer. They have no idea. So then New Mexico did apply for a waiver saying, give us a break, basically. Our waiver was denied in December, but the USDE said, you'll have a second chance if you reapply. So the deadline to reapply is this Friday. So it's all sort of still up in the air. I would say that there's nothing drastic that's going to happen immediately. We have to wait and see about this waiver. I would just say the bigger picture in this story is that it really just looks like someone wasn't paying attention. You know, like the legislature appropriates this much money and a portion of it goes to special ed and districts request what they need. Someone needs to be looking at this program, someone probably in PED, but, you know, also the legislature, and saying, oh, hey, we got to make sure we meet this bottom threshold in order to keep getting federal funding.
And the bottom threshold is to match our funding from the previous year.
Right. And so, yeah, it just sort of feels like no one was paying attention to that, and that's how we ended up in this mess.
Okay, so I guess we'll just get some answers down the road.
Hopefully so.
Okay.
Thanks, Rita.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye.